Last week, in the Poseach, the sugya of taking over, bridging the sugya of Chovas Hanib and Nisuyim, the Gabi, Lima Torah, Kinyan HaTorah, Sagas HaTorah. We started off back with the sugya of Chavrusas. It's very negiah to Asiyam Yoyim, Talmidei Rav Akiva. We saw Kam Mefarshim learned that in Memcheskin and Yatera, one of the Kinyanim is Naisi Ba'olam Chaveray. So then it's Bemesuyim Legabe, it's talking about Kinyan Hasogas HaTorah. To be Naisi Ba'olam Chaveray, Laharis Ponim Lisvarosoi, we saw from Pine Belozhin. That's what Kam learned Naisi Ba'olam Chaveray, even if it's talking in Midas, but it's Negeat HaTorah soon, mention it again. And that was the tvi on Talmid Rav Akiva. Shleinogu kovid zelazeh. They didn't kovid means value, means makom. Kafi dargosim, obviously, but kafi dargosim, they didn't make enough room for the chaver's day in Torah. His who he was in Torah. He didn't make room for that. And the hargosha was that that's felt in Torah. Vadetz felt the midas. But the midas don't only make mashpi in the midas. It's Mashpia in the Kinyan HaTorah. We saw that the Gemara in Ervin, with the Pirush in the Tezari, that was why Halacha was Nikva Kebeis Hillel Lidaris, because they were Maktim Dibi Beis Shammah Lefnei Beis Hillel. And that's a mile in their Maskona and Torah. In the Emes, how much are they going to come to an Emes and Maskona in the Achroas Halacha? At the end of the value of Poseach, that's what I want to be Marach a little bit more tonight. We saw what's the Imek HaTaych in that. But for me, the idea of being able to see your Chavrusa's Tzad, to learn the Chavrusa, to see your Chavrusa's Tzad, to really handle your Chavrusa's Tzad, it's a mile of seeing Kama Vakama Tzadim in a Sugya, Avada, in Torah, and any Chochmah. The more Tzadim a person sees, the more clear he gets, the more Tzadim he sees. Avada that's nichlal in this smile of being noisibol, marponim lisforas chaveri. But we saw the Hanzvan came a whole new chelik, a whole new oimik. Hanzvan came in Chochma Musar. He touched up and he said, Kol HaTorah Kula is the ability of to be hafshotas hatsuras. The ability mafshot hatsura. We touched up. Hafshotas hatsura means that when you have a tzura, the whole yisod of a tzura is something that's formed, it's a formulated form. We have a tzura. When you have a tzura, the ability to unravel that tzura, it's a fartigazach, very fast, it's very built, very strong, it doesn't let anything else in. To be able to unravel that and to enter another tzura, that's the koyach, that's the kinyatara. And that we found, Dr. Pablo coming out in Noisibom Chaver. Because in Noisibom Chavera, you also have to open up your tzura, the tzura that we spoke about last month, that's the tzura that you live in daily, that's your ani, that's your hagosha, your lev has a tzura, your moyach, your seichel has a tzura. An ability to go out of be mafshit that tzura and go into Amman's hagosha is the same exact muscle, the same exact reflex you need for a kinyan in Torah. That surah that you make, that your seichel comes out, the way you think, the way you approach, your maskonas asugya, that surah you have to be able to imafshet that surah. So tonight I'd like to be marachiv. I'm going to go for at least one night, maybe 1 week, maybe next week we'll go back to Chavrusas. We're going to talk to him, come on, back Chavrusas. I want to step back and see, do you see it in a few other places? And specifically open up, this nekuda of hafshotas asuras, just how sensual, how wichtig it is for Kinyan HaTorah. We want to get this mamish nekudar makozis, mamish nekudar makozis in Torah. In Asogas HaTorah, you need this muscle. Talk about Hachon HaTorah, so we said the Memches Kinyan HaTorah. The Parsha in the Torah, that Matan Torah, where is Matan Torah found? The Parsha's Yisra. So, before the parasha of Behiba Chodesh Ashlishi, Chodesh Ashlishi, I'm sorry, it starts with, that's Perek Yutes, that's Mamish Ma'an Terah, that's Mamish Chepta Ma'an Terah, starting for the first day of Sivan. But before that, the whole Perek Yutes, it's Kama Sipur, it's Kama Protim that happened with Yisrael, the B.S. Yisrael. Obviously, it's not Bichdi that this, the Torah tells us, Zokta Biruchim in Das Torah, in Yisrael, was Yisrael that it happened, the ganze Sipur Dvorm of Yisrael, that happened Koidim Ma'an Torah, or that happened Achri Ma'an Torah? The Ramban in Yisrael brings the Shtushitas. If it happened Koidim Ma'an Torah, it's moving why it's here. If it's happened Achri Ma'an Torah, why is it here? So after Ramban, we have a klal, Ein Muktim Mu'ucher B'Torah. The Hainu. The Torah wasn't written in a chronological order. Tifer Gitaich, so what's the Taich in that? The Torah is not a historical recounting of what happened historically. That's not what the Torah is. Chronological account or whatever. The Torah is Miloshen Hora. The Torah was written in a way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the sequence of the Torah is Bidiyuk, the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to teach us, what He's coming to teach us. In Mukta Mu'ucher B'Torah means, okay, B'dafka, it's not Kefi Maha Mukta Mu'ucher. It's Kefi the Seid of Torah. The Torah is Nichtav Kefi the Seid of Hayroah, it's Kefi the Seid of the Torah. Oy B'zoi, Zokta B'ruchim, Fakir, Dafka Lefi the Ma'amah, the Yisra is Acher Ma'an Torah, it's even more pronounced, it's even more clear that there's a special message that Hashem placed, Hashem Shtel Devek, the Ebrish, the Torah, He Shtel Devek, the Sagan Samayis of Yisrael, Koidim Ma'an Torah, to say this is the Hakdama to Torah, this is the Hakdama to Ma'an Torah. So it's bad sin, there's at least three protim that I want to be Eman on, one of my Maramokam I'm not going to talk about tonight, two, you want me to fatayach a little bit? First Nakuda is Vayishma Yisrael, the Koyach Shmiya. I'm not going to talk about this now, Rishma Haramokam, Ezra Shem, we're going to talk about Shmiya's Oizen, Behemshech, Levadim. But the Chazal and the Droshim or Marich, they say the Pasuk's Magdimish the Koyach HaShmiya. Many Goyim heard about Yitzias Mitzrayim, Lechemes HaMolek, Kriyas Yamtsuf. But can you to sacrifice and change your life? It's not so simple. Yisrael is the only one who came. Yisrael is the only one. Mashmu Hashamu Abba, that was Yisrael. Vayishma Yisrael, it's a Koyach Shmiya of Yisrael. That's one of the rather basic Nekudas that we have to hear about. I'm sure we're going to talk about Hemshech, we'll get back to more Shmiya. I want to talk about the Kudah Ruchim over there. Taka talks of Ruchim, but he says, this is Yisrael and that's Torah. So he says, what the Torah is coming to teach us is weiter, the Chelek with Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu is the Moshe Rater. The parasha is talking about Yisrael, but in the story about Yisrael, there's a tremendous story about Moshe Rabbeinu. Yisrael comes. In the beginning, Moshe is makabel him. We'll get back to that. Okay? And then he comes right away. He gets up the next morning. Moshe Rabbeinu himself is answering, is donning all the mishpat, all the duladinim. Tomorrow the Kazakh, you get every personal attention, every dintur gets the gadol ador. Yisrael comes with criticism. Yisrael comes with techocha. Vayemer choisem Moshe elov loy toiv asher ador asher toise novel tibol gam ato gam amaze. He comes with the techocha. It's going to wear down you. It's not going to for you. It's not a long term. It's not a consistent mahalach. It's going to break you down. And he's coming from a new angle. He's coming from Shtein Pasek. Shema Bekoili. He tells him what to do. Vayishma Moshe kol choisnei v'yas kol asher oma. He listened to every word that Yisrael said. Zokta Baruchim, take a step back for a second. It's a palinara. Yisrael comes. He comes. The Gantanayim. He comes. The Gadol Ador. Gadol Ador is the word, very small, call Moshe into the Gadol Ador. Yisrael has every single thing going wrong for him. You count the strikes against him. He's a fremd mensch, and I know he wouldn't live with them. He's an Ereach, he's a guest. He's not familiar with what goes on in Klal Yisrael. He's a ger. A ger. A ger. Not a Baal Tshuva, a ger. He's a ger. He wasn't part of Klal Yisrael. He wasn't part of the Shishim Ribui of Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael was more than Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim wasn't Mitzrayim. He's a ger. And I'll add on, he's a shver. He has three strikes against him. A shver, a ger, and a guest. And he comes, and he says criticism to who? The God of Adon. If we could get a tefisa for a second, just for a second, a little bit. Today we have the house of Abgerish and Edelstein. You go back to Mchaim, you go back to Aron Leib. Imagine a ger that came to Aron Leib's house, Shachsim's. Until he gets in, it takes chveis nishvas, passes all the gaboy. And he comes up, yeah, you know, Shach's doing it all wrong. It's. But I don't want it in a million years, listen to him. But I don't want it in a million years, listen to him. Obviously, the Pshach, when he cheshbened it out, what he did. I think Moshe Rabbeinu Mestama cheshbened out very well when he set up the system. Cooked. It's a game. It's right. Zogt Rabbi Ruchem, the Ruchem's Magdir is Avas HaToychocha. Avas HaToychocha. In your Neidnu, we're going to Fatayich. This is Hashota Satur. There's no greater Hashota Satur than this. There's no greater criticism that's coming from left field. From the left field. It's coming to somebody who's friend. Everything about him, he's friend. Foreign, strange. I should take into account what he says. Not only listen and rech with it, actually be mekayim it. So, Rabbi Ruchem, this is the message of Yisrael. This is Hakdomat HaMan Torah. It's not a midos vart. I don't want to say it's not a midos vart. Oh, Moshe Rabbeinu was such a tzaddik, he even listened. No, this is Matan Torah. If you don't have this muscle, you're not negeya to Matan Torah. If you don't have the ability to go out of your box, to go out of your familiar box, your haimish box, I won't repeat some yeshivish people what they talk about. They talk about gerim and baal tshuvas. But it's the opposite of someone who's haimish, bakant. If you're not able to go out of your box, you'll be able to see and value another cook. You're missing ability to be creator. Before the album Kilm, have shot this at us. There's another prat in the parasha before, and this is not want to be Marcha Bedafka. This is the deeper point tonight. Earlier, right when Yisrael comes, so Moshe comes, Moshe goes out, Moshe and Mira, El Yoitzim, Ben Yoitzim, Gansa, Kabbalah's Ponim. So when they come here, when they sit down at home, Shein posik v'yisaper Moshe l'choisne yiskol asher osa Hashem l'faroi v'mitzrayim al oidis Yisrael eskol hatloa asher mitzosam aderech v'yatzivim Hashem. Moshe Rabbeinu starts to tell him a gantz ha'maisa. He's like, don't talk. What did he tell him? Zohar Rashi. First of all, what's the posik telling me? What's the matari here? Zohar Rashi. Lim shoich es liboy l'kar v'y l'tar. This entire long shmuz, this entire sipar, Moshe Rabbeinu's Matorah was Lekar V'Litar Gahainu. We just mentioned Yisrael was a ger. Yisrael was Machapis, like Chazal tell us. He searched all the different religions in the world, and he finally discovered Torah. And he came, and it was enough of an emes that he saw in Torah that he went out of his way. He was sitting B'Kfoy D'Shalilim, and he went out of his way to go to the Midbar to join Klal Yisrael. Yeah. But Moshe Rabbeinu understands, and there's a big Yisrael, is that very nice, he's pulled, but is he going to stay connected to Torah? It's not enough the original bikush, it's not enough the original excitement, inspiration. You have to be makarvi liboy l'tar. This is in a certain way. Akira said he was giving him Akira, of course. He was giving makarvi really to make a real chibur to tar. He was there. He's going to makarvi liboy l'tar. So listen to what he tells him. Listen. I don't know if we all had to be makarvi other people's liboy l'tar, makarvi only. It's important, makarvi only l'tar. You have to listen good. What did he say? V'yisaper Moshe l'chois l'chol asher osa Hashem l'pari alois es kol hatlo'o asher mitzosam baderech. All the travails, all the things that they went through, Klal Yisrael, baderech. What is that? Zok Rashi, es kol hatlo'o shel alayam v'shel amalayim. He told him two things. Can you be Arichus? Sipur was a Sipur. Arichus. He told him about Arichus Gedoyla, all about Kriyas Yamsuf. The Makas, maybe the Sheep, the 50 Makas, the 200 Makas, 250 Makas. He told him everything about the Yam and everything about Amalek. So he told him. This was the Kiruv of Shir, the Shir Kiruv Latar, a Kiruv of Skarv is Latar. Check the mouth like this. I don't understand. The two things that Yisrael heard. Mashmu Ashamu Bar Rashi, the beginning of Yisrael brings. The two things that Yisrael heard, Zag Rashi, was Kriyas Yamsuf and Amalek. If you want to get him to get into Torah, tell him things he didn't hear. Tell him things he didn't hear. You're telling him to do it. Tell him about Yitzias Mitzrayim. The Ramban bamerks this. Befrat lefi the other shita, the Yisra came after Matan Torah. He could have told him Targ Mitzvahs. He could have told him so much. He just go to Torah Kula, tell him. Tell him Torah. Tell him Chulin, Zvochim, whatever. Tell him Aseres Adibris. Anoichi, Lailacha. He told him the two things that he heard. Nimshach li lo tar. So before in Mazda, what state? What's the two Zemites? Kinira pumfaker. Kinira pumfaker. Kinira, the nekuda that would be in the car of him to Taru was dafka, wasn't the maker, it was dafka, the two things he already heard. The two things he already heard, that's going to be my car of him to Taru. The Pirush HaTorah is like this. He doesn't want to build out a big Yisoid. It's tremendous Ashlomah to the whole Musig of Avshot HaSatzuris. Taiches like this. Yisroel, like we said, Chazal, Yisroel was a tremendous searcher. He was a tremendous Shemalakish. He was searching for the Emes, and he tried every religion that there was. Now, again, he found Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu wants to be Moshech Libay, be Makashrim to Torah in a way that he won't ever leave it. What does he have to show? He has to show him, Aleph Nakuda was saying, he has to show him the uniqueness of Torah. He has to show him the endness of Torah that doesn't exist anywhere else. He has to show him the uniqueness of Torah. What's the uniqueness of Torah? Can you state or that uniqueness of Torah you don't see in a sugya you never learned? If I'm going to go send you to a shir, someone's giving a shir and say for Yitzir over there, and you're going to be blown off your pants, he's going to start telling you things you never heard. It's beautiful, but you didn't see the uniqueness of Torah. But Dafka, you're not going to see the uniqueness of Torah. You never learned to say for Yitzhak. No. If you want to see the uniqueness of Torah, first thing I'm going to say the Suez, the Shemaite, and then Moshe Rabbeinu took Dafka Mechemes HaMolek, Dafka Kriyas Yamsuf. With Yisroel, he heard like, I'll call it a balabos, the Hainu, a person who wasn't a Torah digger person. He heard it like a regular person. Moshe Rabbeinu told him, I'm going to learn up with you, Kriyas Yamsuf and Amalek. I'm going to tell you from the Torah Dika Cook how you should see Kriyas Yamsuf. That is going to be Makar into Torah. That is going to see the uniqueness of Torah. Why? It was like this. Chazal say, after Pasuk in Eicha, Malka v'soreh bagoyim ein Torah. Okay, the Sarea Bagoyim ain't Torah. Chazal say if that posik they darshan ain't Torah. Im yoyim elcha adam yesh chochma bagoyim tamin. Im yoyim elcha adam yesh Torah bagoyim al tamin. Ain't Torah. Bagoyim ain't Torah. It's what I'm talking about. Bagoyim, there's no musik with Torah. In goyim, there's no musik with Torah. What are Chazal telling us? That they don't learn Rajbas. The goyim don't learn Rajbas. No. Because they're talking about other things. It means it's not shy for them. Ein Torah Bagoyim means every chacham, there's certain chacham, goyim, they don't learn certain chachmas, but they choice, they don't. If they would be oisik, this guy is into chemistry, and this one's into physics, and this one's into any other chachma, if he would be oisik and chachma, he could be shaykh to it. Torah the goyim don't have. Why? The answer is stated in this name, Maimon Chazal, that Torah has uniqueness. Torah is a different type of Chochmah, it's not just a different subject of Chochmah. We're all going to get into the Kanakud of tonight. Torah, the reason why there are certain Hakdomas Ikrius, Hakdomas Nechutzis, the unique for Torah, is different than in any other Chochmahs. In every Chochmah, there's certain basic things. You got to read material, you have to be'etzem learn the Mahalach, the system. But Torah is a different type of Chochmah that the Goyim can't get to. What's special with that? Torah is Chochmah. Torah is Dvar Hashem. Tov kuf ayin dalad doiris lechnei the yitzivas oilam kadosh baruch hu's mishashlei with Torah. Torah is Dvar Hashem. Is there anything about a kadosh baruch hu that a shaykh is to this world? For sure. Rambam, you give me a good. Lo yasigei umasigei guf. Could you have a grasp in a kadosh baruch hu? Could you have a grasp in a kadosh baruch hu? Grasp. That's the way masigei guf. Could you grasp? Could you put in sense form in any sort of way what a kadosh baruch hu is? So the Torah, could you have any grasp? The answer is nisfora. In a logical way, there's no way for a human being to have a grasp in Torah. That was nischadish in Mantara. I might talk about it a little bit tonight, maybe behemshich. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made, that's part of what happened in Mantara, when Chazal say the lashon of Hoyrid, Torah min Hashemayim la'aretz, but Torah be'etzim has no shaykhis to this world. Pesukim in Parshas Nitzavim, ki ha-mitzvah azois, asher noichi mitzavcha ayoyim, loy nifleisi mimcha v'loy rechoy kehi, loy ma'ashamayim milei mar mi'al alonu. Who says that's Hashemayim? The answer is Torah is Shemayim. Torah is Shemayim. Torah, that's the natural place of Torah. Torah doesn't have any place here. Torah has no place here. Because Torah is the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu thinks. Choshev HaGoshev. I don't only mean Mitzad HaGedusha Sator. That's also true. I mean Mitzad the Chochmas HaTorah. The Chochmas HaTorah. The Chochmas HaTorah is a different way. Do you think you would understand the Cheshbonis of a Malach would tell you what he was thinking about yesterday, what he was thinking? Do you think you would have a Sog and what he was understand what he's talking about? It's a different way of thinking, obviously. Malach, he's a Briyam and Eliyahu. The Eibishte, the Tzuas HaChochma of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is something that's Yes, it was in the Torah. Kadosh Baruch Hu made it. He bought Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu was hired to Torah Laaretz. But Torah always remained a different angle. Mikan, the next step. This is the Yesod behind the famous my memory. It's Miuchas to the Rashba and Shuvas Rashba. And the Rashba says, Das Torah like Das Balabais. We bring down the Sma. I don't ever found this Shuvas Rashba. It says over Rashba. I don't know who it is. Someone can ever find me. I would be very grateful. But the Sma says, Piskei bal habatim hefech mi piskei Torah. Hefech. It means if you come and you say you want to ask about a boss, aloha, he'll end up saying the exact opposite of Torah. Why? It doesn't just say it's different. Why is it hefech? So first of all, let's say speak out. What does it mean about a boss? Is it a digger about a boss? Is it a digger about a boss? No. About a boss just means a worldly person. That's what it means. It means a person, a logical. A person that has chokhmas ha'olam. Das Torah will always think and be different than the chokhmas ha'olam, than the tzuras chokhmas ha'olam. The natural trajectory of a natural logical brain will come like this, and the Torah will come the exact opposite. Das Torah, like it, das malabai. Why? Why is that? The yisoid we just said is behind us. The yisoid we just said will stand in behind us. Because Das Torah is the Shemayim, Neivishta, Elikus. It's Andrish, it's different, it's opposite, it's opposite, it's a totally different cook from the way a worldly person approaches things. So of course it's gonna be different, it's gonna be coming in from a totally different angle. It has to be. That's the way it should be. That's the way Torah is. So Kum Tois Levitis, when a person hits a point in the sugya where he doesn't understand, we work the opposite. The parts of the sugya we understand is geshmak, the parts of the no. If you don't hit a part of the sugya you don't understand, kanira, you haven't started learning the sugya yet. You haven't started because you haven't hit the point of Torah. Where is Torah? Torah is when it's telling you something different. If your logical approach, unless you're murdered to get a machokh, and every thought that you have is coming is from Torah, then it's possible that your brain becomes Torah, so let's say that. But I think a lot of us are not exactly holding by that, and a lot of parts of our brains are not exactly yet cool, like Torah. So until we reach a point that we hit something that is negative the way we think, it's something that can't. Huh? So then we haven't hit the void of Torah. This is the story of Torah. This is why I would like to talk about, we'll talk about Rashi, like the Hemshech. This is why in many places in Shas, Rashi even talks about Chavim Pshar Vesug Yichol Soid. Rashi in Shabbos, Tapeches. Rashi says, he talks about Yigiyah Satori, he says, Shrudim Ladas Soida. What's Rashi talking about? Soida, he's talking about learning Kabbalah. He's not talking about learning Masech Vizadarim, knowing what Atfos is. That's not what he's talking about. No, knowing what Atfos is a Soid. It's a Soid. It's a Soid. So you work on the first day of this man, on the third day of this man, why don't I understand what Atfos is? Of course you don't understand what Atfos is. You don't understand what a nether is? Very good, you don't understand what a nether is. I also don't understand what a nether is. Very good, you don't understand what Shru is. Very good, you don't understand what a Zerus is. It's something that's hidden from you. It's Mufla Mukhar. Baruch Hashem, Kikar Vilecha Adav Moed. Maybe Shta gave us the Koiches. We've appeared the right way. We could come to the Hasoga. But the Aleph is different. Back to the Maimah Chazal. This is the Moedic of art. If Lu Yitzur, Moshe Rabbeinu, let's say Yisra came after Mantar, he starts telling him, Hulim is Vachim. Beautiful. Yisra is impressed, is wowed. Beautiful. But he didn't see the uniqueness of Torah. If Yisra would have went to any other Chochum, he would have went to a genius, a rocket scientist, and he would have given him a course in rocket science, he also would have been blown off his feet. Say, so what? You haven't yet showed him what Torah is. You haven't yet showed him what Torah is. Where did he see what Torah is? He saw what Torah is like this. Yisra must have been a big chacham. And he and his Tama had a great havona in Kriyas Yamtsev and Muhammad Zamalik. I again, it caused him to come. And he had a hasoga in him. Moshe Rabbeinu learned up with him from a Torah dick of you. What was Kamriyas Zamalik Kriyas Yamtsev? And all of a sudden he saw something totally different than he previously saw. That's Torah. That's Torah. But we say over. I mean, yeah, that's why we say it's over. Again, this is, again, there's also, it's also, that's Torah in a lot of places. Also, Python. When I came to my Rabbi Rosher, the first Kufa. So, many times the person finds somebody next to him. I was for shaken. I could sit in the shir, listen to every word. Mamish, there was no nisoyin for me not to listen to a word. Every word, drinking it up like, Mamish, unbelievable. So I discovered Mandar, Maimon has seen her. If it is, maybe not. Mamaisa, I have. That wasn't the Ikar I grew up. That wasn't the Ikar I grew up. About a year in, when I started to get familiar with the Mahalach, it started becoming familiar. In the beginning, it was totally different. The way he built it from the sugya was just totally different than the previous Mahalachim, the Rabbeim that I've heard. It was just totally different. So it was new. Of course, I was impressed. Of course, I was drunk. But no, as I started becoming much more familiar, and I started getting the Mahalach, and then for Seder, I would come and I would be close to the way he wanted to go. And every time I thought I would say, oh, he would say, oh, this is what is in the Rav, but it would be, ups, no, you come under, so he would say, oh, now I'm starting to learn Torah. Now I'm starting to learn Torah from him. Beforehand, I realized, of course, it was Torah. But I wasn't getting the Nakuda of Torah. It was uncharted territory to me. You know, the same thing, I would have went to a big genius. He would have told me this. I also would have been impressed by it. No. When you already know it, but it's always harder, it's always different. I don't even know that. And I'll ever listen to him, but he won't say, I could think of it, he won't say better, different, or higher. It's not. That's Torah. This is what Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to show Yisrael. Rabbi Ruchim. That's Chokhmah Musar. This is a Mori Dikatach, the Posek. The Posek in Yeshaya state, Ki belage sofer, u beloshen acheres, yidaber lomazeh. Yeshaya Hanovi is giving a very harsh techocha to Kal Yisrael. And he says the following. He says, Ki belage sofer, beloved acheres. It's as if I'm speaking, we're in a dorm, we learn now about Shibushin. It's as if I'm speaking to Klal Yisrael and they're hearing of me like I'm a person who doesn't know how to speak. Like, I speak Shloshim Meshubish. Ubaloshim Acheres means I'm a foreign language. I'm talking either Chinese or I'm talking Loshim HaKodesh, like someone who doesn't know how to pronounce the words. That's the way I'm talking Yadav Alam Hazeh. Poshup Shad, you learn, Shai means to say. It's a euphemism, it's a way to Shtach Klal Yisrael. It's a Moshul. It's as if, Kibul, they're not listening to me. They're not listening to me. It means it's another way Shai Novich is saying, Klai Yisrael's not listening to me. It's as if I'm talking Chinese. Shai is being Moram is the difficulty of Klai Yisrael. Because Klai Yisrael not becoming Tamil Yachom. It is definitely Klai Yisrael to hear Divrei Torah. Listen to Eitach. This is the story we spoke about tonight. Ha'odom hurochek kol kach mi'atoyroh. The Odom in his natural state, he means. Yeshayah was talking Dvar Hashem. And the person, when he remains a balabas. A balabas is just someone who doesn't, his thought pattern is not infused with the Torah, the confused thought pattern. A person who remains that way, so it sounds like Chinese. He looks like it. What's going on? This is something. This is sign language. It's not talking at himself. Now he's talking down to all his tamidim in the mirror. Yeah, he's talking to Rabbi Lei Banks, Rabbi Malin, Rabbi Paparsky, Chaim Shmuel Evitz. He's talking to all the tamidim here. Kol musogenu hem hepach musogei atoyra mikotza lakotze. Umisiba zu ein anu yecholim lahavin divrei Torah kaviyosoi. I want to get to this. This is the Ikkun Akuda. We're going to try to build this man. This is what Ruchim is saying, and I feel this. I mean, he doesn't even have. We don't understand Torah, Sayin Agadito, Sayin Alocha, because we don't understand this Nakuda. We don't understand that we don't really learn the Torah, what it's trying to say. We don't understand that we are coming, we're starting off Hefech Midivrei Torah. We don't understand that we think. And the big problem is, I'll tell you why we think. We'll talk about this. Hashem gave us a tremendous gift. It's called the Seichel. And the Seichel is so talented, and we understand so much, that we approach the Sugya, and we approach the Chazak, and we think we chap. We don't realize that naturally we're coming from the other side. That's the like it does. So what do you need? This is where it comes up short. That's how it is. We'll get it back. If you don't have the ability to flip your hanocha, loy matzanu yadainu v'ragleinu in Torah, much more than any other chachmas. Any other chachmas, I told you, it's a good zach to hear all its tzadim, beautiful. But it's something you have a tfis on. Torah, your natural tzugang, your natural seichel, comes and ran away, but how is your seichel formulating its forced surah in the zugi? Believe me, I'm talking about myself. 2 or 3 days, you sit on the run a little bit, you think you know what Atzmos is, you think you know what an Ether is. Admit, Avada, you think you know what an Ether is. You learn the Mesil Shasharim a few times, when he says, Adam lo nivra, el isanig al Hashem, lehonet vishkinosay, you read it 2 times, 3 times, 4 times, 5 times, you think you understand what he's saying. You think that you have it already. You have the tzura of a balabas. We all have the tzura of us, all of us. We have the tzura of a worldly, logical approach to every single thing. If we don't develop this muscle of being able to enter, which we spoke about the whole Azman, that a person could do, a person can have his seichel, and the taich is not that he closes his seichel. No. We spoke about Azman. Closing his seichel, go into an unhealthy home. Anyone who wants to close a seichel will send you to a home from unhealthy people. No. Your knee is here. Hashem wants you, Seichel. Hashem wants you to go and decide to develop your tzura. He wants you. But he wants you to be mafshit that tzura. And be able to see what the Torah is really saying. This is the hamoka in what we were saying last week. We spoke about this is the chavrusa. We're going to get back to chavrusas. But this is the yisoy of what? The Hagdoma, maybe this is another prat from the Hagdoma of Parshas Yisroel. Parshas Yisroel is telling us these messages. Avos Techocha. Mekarav Liboy, this is the Hagdoma. This has to be the Hagdoma. We want to come to Torah. We have to learn. have to hurl in the same tzura. Yes, we had a tzura in Kriyas Yamsuf and Mechemes Amalek. But to get a new tzura, and that is the Iker Nakuda of Torah.